This girl was like, I don't want to be real. I want to be railed.
Oh, hell.
Why,
I was laughing. Like,
why not be railed on be real?
Shitty.
Oh, yo, there's your answer.
Just reply.
Why not both?
No, wait, wait. Yo.
What's happening?
Thoughts and players.
Arthur Dominguez.
Jared Farr.
Karina?
It's Karina.
Karina
and I'm Kyle.
And Kyle McKinney, baby.
I like how y'all both K's. Kind of blends.
Yeah.
It does.
Karina and Kyle.
This is like a real Thoughts and Players episode.
Yeah. Like Arthur and Jared, Karina and Kyle. Like,
oh, yeah.
That, like, that flows really well.
Off the tongue.
That's real nice. Right. Yeah, we got the crew together.
How's everyone's week going?
It's going.
Hump day?
Yeah, yeah, hump day for real.
Do you guys want to know why I almost like couldn't do it today?
What happened?
Why?
I just came from a golf lesson.
Whoa!
Week number four, baby.
Already. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I'm on a mission to be good at every sport.
That's good.
I'm basically there, so.
Dude, that's badass. I'm really happy for you, but I'm really pissed you didn't invite me.
I know. You know what
I think
I'm
saying? I need the lessons.
You need it.
I need lessons more than anyone.
Dude, I needed it probably more than you. Like, nah, I couldn't swing to save my life.
I was like worse than Happy Gilmore. My swing?
He was good, though.
Well, he was good.
He just used a hockey stick.
When he's in his happy place. You know what I'm saying? My swing was
when
horrible.
He's in his happy place, he's good.
Yeah. He's.
Well, listen, man, I'm on week four. I don't look like an idiot anymore when I'm swinging.
Okay.
So, how does this work? How do golf lessons work? What is.
So, you pull up at a course. First of all, I got to shout out my sister and my brother in law. They're the ones who bought it for me. Yeah. I wouldn't be doing it on my own. You know what I'm saying? So,
sure, they really want you to be good.
I'm glad they did that.
You must be really bad.
They're like, if we're going to do this, we need to tell.
It's a backhanded compliment.
You know, you're like really bad when like other people offer to pay for, like, for you to be good at
it. You're concerned.
Just get some fucking help. But. So you pull up at a golf course. There's like a group of 10 of us. They drive you out to like an area where it's empty so we can just like practice. They just teach you like, at first, it's like how to grip it, the correct positions to like what to do with your wrists, your stance, everything. And then you just basically practice swinging. Mm-hmm. But like today was a chip day. They teach you how to chip it.
Oh, yeah.
With a certain type of club. So they go through like different clubs each week, basically. Like last week was the drivers, which is the one where you're fucking swinging that baby.
You got to post a clip of your lesson like on Thoughts and Players. Like just like maybe like. Just like a swing or something, you know what I'm saying?
Week six in 2 weeks is like when we actually go out on the course and like play.
Oh, so you're still like, yeah, you're in the beginning stages right now.
6 weeks?
Yeah. And today was four, so I'm almost there.
Hey, life's not a race. It's a marathon.
Then Arthur's going to be after postponing podcast because he's still on the course.
Yeah. No, we're going to bring it out to the course.
Okay. Make it mobile and just put it on the golf cart.
The golf cart cast, yeah, for sure.
Bro, I think we can all agree golfing's like a sport, like just a gentleman sport. It's a cool like sport to just talk to people, business or not. Like go out there and have fun. I mean, I can tell you I went golfing with Nate a couple weeks ago, probably 3 weeks ago. I didn't necessarily go golfing. Like I just went to drive the cart. But I went for the alcohol. I went to drive. Had a good time. It was so much fun. So if I can actually do the golfing part, it's only gonna be that much better. So yeah, golfing's a cool thing.
Yeah, I'm too competitive to learn how to play golf. It's just like I'm either really good at it, or I get offended that you coach me, and so I'm like, I can't. Like I would really have to put my pride to the side, and like because there's moments of glory at Topgolf. I'm more of a Topgolf kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got hardcore ADD. So like ninth hole comes around on a actual golf course, I'm already mailed it in. I'm like, let's go home.
I was gonna say, I feel like you could hit the shit out of a ball. Like for some reason, somebody's telling me
I can, but then
over the fence,
it's like one time, and it's always when no one's looking, and then I'm like, let me do it again. I'll show you, and it'll never happen. And it's like,
there's so many things to focus on. That's what gets me. Well, especially when you're learning, because they're like telling you all so many things that you're trying to focus on everything. That you're like bound to mess up.
Yeah, like the smallest movement.
Yeah,
it messes it up. Like, yeah, he's a like full
point,
50 yards.
Point your foot 5 more degrees outwards.
Yeah,
so that you'll put more weight on it. I'm like,
dude, just sometimes on the ball when they be knocking them out, I'm like, where the hell is that ball at? I can't see it. It's just it goes up in the air and I'm looking really hard to see where the ball is at.
Yeah,
that's why I lose the ball sometimes. But some of the pros, you know, who they go all the time, like all my friends. I mean. They spot it. Oh, it's over there.
I'm this
like,
man said some of the pros.
They're pros.
Your friends?
My friend Bobby.
My friends. Shout out to Nate Miranda.
He's the pro.
He's a pro. Yeah, golf. Oh, shout out to you, man. I'm glad you're doing good.
Yeah. But I want to get good at every sport that you might come across and want to play. Like, for example, bowling. Got that one down. I can I can pick it up and be pretty decent.
Okay.
We got ping pong.
Yep.
Okay.
Pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now golf, I can at least like swing normally. What else we got? I
mean, tennis.
Tennis.
Or pickleball.
Pickleball. I've been playing pickleball recently.
Yeah.
So
Volleyball.
I used to play sand volleyball.
These are all rec sports. I like that.
Like, yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, stuff you play for fun.
Yeah, we're not talking like, you know, I want to get good at football now.
No, like there's certain exceptions. Yeah, like, I don't care to get good at baseball. Just, I'll never be passing by someone playing baseball and like want to jump
in. You could do like softball.
Like a drink league. That's true. That could be fun.
You could be like.
It's all underhand. It's got to hit a certain arc. Yeah. And it's just coming at you at 10 miles an hour. And you just hit it out of the park.
All right, well.
I wish baseball we played kickball.
I was going to say kickball.
We should play kickball.
I was trying to start a league, man. That would be fun. They have like kickball rec leagues here.
Didn't you almost sign up for it?
I almost got this close and then it just kind of like, I think one person backed out and then everyone just backed out. So we need to like do that because kickball is fun. Like it's cool.
Yeah.
Just kick the ball.
Yeah. I need to regain
kickball. It's baseball with fucking.
Just
kick the ball. I need to regain my sports competitiveness because going to Golds and trying to lift pound for pound against a 50-year-old man is just one of those days where it just plateaus real quick. So I need something.
Wait, you're competing at Golds?
Bro, I'm trying to be the biggest dog in Golds.
Is that what Golds
so if I'm walking
Bandera Point?
I do the Fiesta Trails over here.
Yo, you walk into the Golds, it's just a portrait of Kyle.
What's a Rogers Ranch? I do one of those two.
And you can do that place because I feel like there's a lot of old people there.
There is a lot of old people. Yeah. But the Fiesta Trail is some big old swole guys. You know, they're...
I hate that.
And they got their wrist wraps and they got their elbow wraps and they got their mouthpiece in and they're smelling salts. And I'm just like, I'm just going up there.
That?
Three plates. Just kunk, and just look at them like, see you, bro.
Yo, if I bought some smelling salts and brought them on the pod.
I got some already. I got three.
Would y'all do it?
I got two. Oh, wow. I said three. I got two of them straight. I'll open it right here and Jared can smell it.
Oh, hell no.
What is it? What are
That's
some of the ones?
That's so strong?
What are
it's
some of the
strong.
Ones?
It's so random. Strong. It's called Nose Torque.
Like, oh shit!
That's a funny name.
And you know it's strong when you open when you get it, and then like the sticker on the bottle is already like been worn out, like it just got dragged on the ground. And I'm just like, oh, this is the stuff right here.
Nose torque.
Get on Amazon, $20.
Dang,
but dude, it is.
But what is the purpose of it?
It literally like
just stinks up your fucking house.
It's like a pre-workout.
Emerald has me triple bagged it and then in a hefty bag and then under the sink behind the toilet paper. So there's no absolute, she can smell it. She's got a like, nose for days. But it what it does is like you smell it and it just goes and it
just infiltrates your whole body.
It gets right into your brain and just wakes up every neuron in your brain and then moves to your body and to your spinal cord.
The closest thing we got to the limitless pill.
For real. And it's like no caffeine. You're like, you literally can replace it for coffee and like just hit it about three times and then you'll be just like wired.
Would you try it? I bring it on.
It's legal. So let's not get it twisted.
I'll do it. If y'all do it.
No, I've been doing
it. I've seen videos of people doing it and it's just like, they're immediately just like.
In football, they have, I'm pretty sure your cousin with Coach Philo, they got smelling salts all over the place. Like it's just every
they do it during
rack.
Game? They do it like during
no,
games?
No. They do have some in the locker room to wake up because some
they
people
do it during games.
Yo, the coach after the play just like makes you do it on the sideline.
Dude,
I'm pretty
sure.
Tired out there, son.
But it's all over the weight room. And it's like
fuck up.
I'm about to max out on squat. Let me just and some people deeply inhale it to the just go. It gets all in their throat. But you're absolutely just pupils dilated.
We would smell it too strong.
Oh yeah,
we would throw up.
I would be. In
I
the
feel
restroom.
Like Jared would go in overconfident.
Yeah,
it smells.
I'll
like,
be like, oh, I got this.
It smells like strawberries. You should try it out.
I mean, I'm not the biggest strawberry guy.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't smell like strawberries. It smells.
You gotta
like,
do it. Just bring it.
It
honestly,
smells like. I think the best way I can describe it is you ever got ocean water up your nose?
Yeah.
The salt.
Yeah.
In your nose. Because it's salt. Worst. It's smelling salt.
Yeah.
When you go to South Padre.
Wait, that's actually a good analogy.
That is the best way I can do. Like, you got salt water up your nose. That's what it. But, you know.
I used to hate when you get, like, water in your mouth.
I don't swim that hard in the ocean.
Dude, it's.
You've never had water up your nose?
I don't think ocean water.
Let's go to South Padre. I'll drown you.
I'm down.
Wait, we're gonna go baptize you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yo, some of the baptisms out there be looking violent, bro. Like,
oh, man. Like the ones with the little babies and they dip them like a little chicken
bro,
nugget.
Yes.
It's like they're deep frying a kid, man. You just throw them in there like.
Like,
Jesus
there's
Christ.
Some aggression there, I feel like.
I know. I think I saw one video on TikTok and the priest just slammed the little baby.
Have you seen those videos of the people teaching their babies, 6-month-old babies, how to swim?
Yeah.
They're just indoor pool, choke baby em. By the leg, you just throw them in to the deep end and just like, all right, figure it out. And then 6 months, it's just the baby just like.
I don't know. Like, is it the baby gonna remember like how to stroke?
That's what I wonder. I'm like, I don't dude, understand. That's low key traumatic.
Like, when you take kids, you know, they say like, hey, Timmy's gonna go to swim lessons. Kid's like 8 months. Is he really going to remember how to swim like when he's like 2 or 3?
Well, that's why they're doing it. So no, that in case of an emergency, they'll at least float on their own.
Yeah. And to see if they probably like, if there's anything wrong with
did y'all
head.
Ever take swimming lessons growing up? Did y'all, any of y'all?
No.
Y'all just like learn how to swim to get away?
My dad threw me in the deep end and I just had to climb to the side.
I threw myself in the deep end a few times. Just like ran in without my floaties.
I was chilling by the ledge.
I thought you were like, oh, let's try this out. And just jump right in.
Wait, what?
What's this water stuff?
I said I was chilled by the ledge.
Oh, yeah, sounds like you.
Everyone's like having a good time. I'm over here just chilling by just by myself. Everyone's on the other side.
So it's always along a wall in a pool.
Yeah, he is.
I'll be there in a minute, guys.
See y'all later. I'll meet y'all over there.
One of his water toys go to the middle of the pool and he goes, oh, fuck
jump
it.
On
just
that
leave
shit.
It. Just leave it over there, bro. Just leave that thing.
I'm like, damn, I should have caught on that.
You know what? I don't want to play with it anyways.
I think it was the funniest thing. We went to, man, that's probably like a few years ago. We went to like the Comal River and everyone's rocking. I mean, everyone just goes and just gets the tube and just, you float, right? Float the river. But I would... To this day, bro, I'm just scared to drown. I hear so many stories. So I'll pull up in a life jacket and I'm just there with the life jacket. I'm in my tube and I'm just there chilling. And it's so funny because like people laugh, but bro, that water is deep as hell. I don't want to take a chance. What if I got a cramp? Like I think of every bad thing that could happen. If I know I've seen some friends fall over, you know, especially like the drops and shit. Like, hey, those rivers are pretty crazy. So I'm always safe with the life jacket.
How deep is it?
Bro. There's some parts that are like 30, 40 feet.
No.
No.
Yes. Yes,
a river?
Bro. Yes. Y'all, exactly my point.
Yeah.
That's like,
shit, we're getting wasted.
Yo, life jackets should be mandatory,
that's
bro.
What I'm saying, especially if you're drinking. Like, bro, there's some parts of the river, yeah, you walk in and you could touch it with your feet. But once you get deep into it, bro, it can go up to like 30 feet.
That's like scary. Where the little tube shoot, that's a little, that's where it's
what's it called? The rafters?
Yeah, a little tube shoot. That's like 5 feet.
Feet. But it's just some parts. Obviously, it's a whole long ass river, yeah. But there's some deep ass parts.
Oh, snap.
So I just kind of stay safe, though.
Well, I've never seen anyone in a life jacket on a tube.
That is
like,
good to
ever.
Know.
Did you just see me?
You might be the first person.
With my fucking happy dad, I'm just drinking like this, just chilling. You got to be safe, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's better to be safe than not to be sorry.
No, it's actually true.
Thank you.
Well, I wish I just never knew. Because now I'll be thinking about it.
I know, right?
I'll think about every little thing in situations like that. That's why I think about like, well, bro, what if I fall out? Like, and I don't know. Something happens. Something catches my leg.
Something hits your head. You just knock out.
I'm out. What if I'm fucking passed out and I just, I mean, you know, just, at least I'll be floating. Like, you'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Jerry. Throw me back in the tube.
I'll pull you.
I'll be good.
So I've been taping my mouth when I go to sleep.
What?
Have you guys heard of
this? No, I need to do
what?
That.
This is the second.
What? What?
This is the second time I almost threw up on water.
Yo, Kyle looked concerned. Yo, what? Kyle moved back a little like that.
I was about to take a drink, and then you said taping mouth. I was like, hold on, what?
This guy started golfing. He's taping his mouth. Who the fuck is he?
About a year ago, I heard a podcast, and this dude's talking about how he started taping his mouth when he sleeps. And sometimes they recommend it for people who snore. So you might want to consider it.
I do, but I'm just for some reason thinking you're duct taping. Like, I'm thinking it's like a big ass duck.
You need duct tape.
Like,
so they literally sell it. You can go on Amazon, look up mouth tape, and it's like a kind of tape that doesn't hurt to take off. Like, a skin for your skin. Mm-hmm. But for me, I don't do it because of snoring. Yeah. I was just waking up a lot with like fucking headaches and feeling like I didn't sleep at all. Like, I would wake up like not feeling energized whatsoever. And I was like, something has to be going on. And I thought back to that podcast. I was like, let me try it. I also put my dad onto it.
He's been doing it for like months. I thought you said before your dad does that, or he does something else.
Yeah, I told him about it. He
does the nose thing.
After that, I listened to that podcast, I told him about it, and he started doing it. He's been doing it ever since.
Oh, shit. He does the nose thing and the mouth thing?
No, I think your dad told me he did the nose thing, right, initially?
What nose thing?
Your dad did the nose, or was it just the mouth tape?
It was the mouth.
Mouth, yeah.
Oh, okay. Can you imagine dad's
nose and mouth tape and breathe?
Yeah. Yo, he breathes through his ears.
Oh, God.
No, but I've been doing it, bro. I swear to God, I feel better.
Feel better? No, low-key?
No, like, headaches.
Does the job?
It's just so much better for us to breathe through our nose throughout the night, especially. Your allergies affect you less. Your throat doesn't get bothered. I don't know. Just like, I haven't even really looked into like the science behind it.
Haven't been waking up?
I never had. Oh, it's also helps people who wake up a lot at night. Mm. So for anyone listening, I don't know. Mm. Try it.
I have all those issues, though.
So yeah, honestly. You should try it. It honestly, there's
get
something.
Get on Amazon or?
Yeah. I bought mouth tape on Amazon, yeah. It's like these little X's.
I want to see.
Take a picture.
Like, I want to see the golf lesson, and I want to see the mouth tape.
Yeah, you say like good night, y'all.
Tape the fuck shut.
Y'all see the cover of this podcast when it comes out? It's just a selfie. Yes.
It needs to be.
You having good dreams though? Like sleeping good, sleeping.
That's the thing. I haven't remembered a single dream since I started doing it, and I think that's actually a good thing.
Maybe it is
because that means you're sleeping deeper. When you remember your dreams, it's actually like when you're in a lighter sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been having some crazy dreams lately.
For real?
Yeah. It's usually when I eat cereal before I go to bed.
That sugar will do it to you.
Sugar will come to your head.
That makes sense because it probably affects your like quality of sleep. So you're like in a lighter sleep the whole night.
Oh no, but I sleep great.
Yeah.
I'm like literally just like good night. And just out like a switch, like someone just unplugged me. Like, it's crazy.
I'm going to give all four of us a piece of mouth tape, and everyone's going to try it at least once.
Yeah. I'm down.
Let's have a slumber, like a sleepover. Report. We'll record it. Just
all of us sleep for 12 hours.
Let's see the results.
Live stream.
See who wakes up first.
Get ready to report your results next week.
Yeah. That's nuts. I don't know. I don't usually have my mouth open unless I'm sick.
That like, you know of.
I thought you were going to say I'm starting to tape my mouth because I'm afraid of spiders like and bugs.
Hey, that's just another plus.
You ain't getting no spiders when you got that nose that
cross. They might go up your nose, but...
But see, that's another fun fact that I would rather just be good not knowing. Like, yeah, there's 300 spiders in your lifetime going inside your mouth while you're...
I wonder if that's a myth. It sounds like one of those things that like someone said once and everyone was like, oh shit. And
how do you
spread.
Even calculate that?
Yeah.
How do you even know? Someone made that
300 in your lifetime?
That's fucking...
Oh, I've heard crazy ones like you swallow like 20 a year or something.
Oh, no.
20 bugs? Like bed bugs?
Yeah.
Bed bugs?
Not bed bugs.
Oh, my. What are y'all talking
but,
about?
Like spiders and shit.
Oh, my God.
Crawl in your mouth at
you're
night.
Still alive?
Hey, mm-hmm. It's protein while you're sleeping.
It's boosting our immune system.
Would y'all eat a fried spider?
How fried is it? Like,
I mean, just say I got a tarantula and I fucking threw him in the deep fryer. Are you going at it?
For what? What's my reward?
Would it taste bad?
Is it in Chick-fil-A batter?
Yeah, is it like flour? Yeah, that's a great question. That is a great question.
That's the important
is it
question.
Floured, you know.
It's gonna be nice and fried, like a fucking fried Twinkie. It's just a fried spider.
Can I dip it in like ketchup?
You can dip it in whatever ranch. You want. But would you go?
Yeah.
What is it? A fried?
I better be getting some money or something.
But why would it? But why would you? Why would I feel?
I'm not just not interested.
What's the lowest amount?
I'll do it for $100.
Okay, I got you for 10. Let's go find a spider first. I feel like just it wouldn't taste
throw,
bad.
Just throw it in one of Karina's pans.
I just walk in with a black shit. Widow.
Ew. It can't be that big.
You almost die. Like,
you die bringing it in.
No, Karina, I gotta see it before I die. I bang on the door, Karina opens, I'm on the ground, just dead. That's my result.
We fry you. We eat you.
Yeah. How much like, fried? Jared's not too bad. Bro, I feel like anything fried is just good. Like,
yeah, honestly, yeah.
Everything fried is good.
This is a state fair right there.
What's not
good? All right, let me ask the important question. Would you try human meat?
Mm. Oh, that's a good question. That's a very good question.
I want to hear your answer. The fact that you're thinking about it, we're about to be the quickest podcast of all time.
We're
right
about
now.
To be canceled, bro.
be careful with that.
No,
we don't need any. Any yeah, thank you. We're like no.
Listen, but the thoughts never crossed your mind.
No, I really never
not
thought
like
about,
about trying it, but like wondering what it would.
Well, I've
like.
Seen like movies where like they're like, oh, like what's that movie that came out with Sebastian Stan? Like about
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but he
Winter Soldier.
Cool.
Oh,
Bucky the Winter Soldier.
Oh,
that dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
He came out with it. It's called Fresh. The movie Fresh.
Oh yeah, I've seen,
seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No spoilers, but he eats girls.
Oh.
But like, he doesn't eat. He's like a controlled cannibal, and like now he sells it on the black market for like shit tons of money.
Dude.
But he like slowly kills the girls like very slowly. Like
ooh,
I'm gonna take your leg.
Oh.
But keep you alive. Because he needed that meat fresh.
Oh, I see.
And no, but he's like, it's something about the meat, man. It's just, you got to try it. Once you try it once, you'll never eat meat the same. All
Holy
other meat.
Shit.
Yeah, I've heard like some crazy stories. Obviously, people who like kidnap someone, murder them, and they'll eat them.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that. Yeah.
It's a lot of
You've seen that in movies and stuff. You think about it. Like, we eat animals, right? Yeah. Animals eat us. Like, there's been animals that
can animals eat animals.
And animals eat animals. So
yeah.
What if like we don't even know? Like animals eat us. What if we're as good as like an animal is?
We probably are. We might be better.
We might be better.
What if we're supposed to eat each other?
We might be supposed to eat each other. Well, we're civilized now.
Yes.
That's what
we're domestic.
What if humans ate humans back in the day?
Oh, they did for sure.
For sure, right? I think then we've been. Why can't it be normal? Let me eat your foot.
Ew. I mean, I kind of need it.
Why?
I'll take off my excess.
Would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
Ooh, great question.
Just thought of that
great
right
question.
Now.
That's a great question.
I thought about it on the top,
bro. Would I rather lose or would I rather eat?
Would you rather? I mean,
like if you were like if there's like one's got to go.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I like you want to if you want to like
probably
survive
arm. I feel like it's easier to get like a. I feel like technology will go far enough to where we can maybe replace our arm a little better, but the leg's harder. There's like more joints and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so yeah. For sure, lose the arm. So I can go
probably for, left arm.
Go for the left
I
one.
I barely use it anyway.
Left one's good, yeah.
That bicep.
Let's cut that shit off right now.
Barely use it.
Throw it in the pan with the spider.
Got a left arm and a fucking Black Widow for dinner tonight. Oh
my
God. It's the witch's diet.
Shit. I'm hungry.
But yeah, you know, you hear like,
yo.
Yeah, he's starving now.
This man's thinking about human meat.
Getting that damn spider. Now I'm getting the spider.
He was literally trying to convince us. Like
he was.
Yeah.
I feel like spiders actually probably taste pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Go ahead, tear your ass. No one's.
You know what
me.
I hate? Fucking one thing I hate: ants, bro. I hate ants. Those little things just piss me off.
I hate insects. I
hate eating ants?
No, I just hate ants in general. Like seeing
insects,
ant piles. God, I just want to just kill them.
I mean, yeah,
I want to kick them all like far.
I mean, I used to when I was a kid. That was like
my used to just go and just stomp on them.
That's what I would wake up and look forward to doing that day. Just fucking up an ant pile.
Wasn't that they made a cartoon
okay,
about
you
that?
Sound like a bully.
Ants like retaliated back on a kid or something.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah,
I would pour water on them. I'd drown them.
Krita said you sound like a bully. This guy woke up in third grade just to go fuck up
the
some ants.
Bully.
But she like. I mean, I think the only bugs that should never be two bugs, mosquitoes and cockroaches shouldn't have never been invented in the first
cockroaches place. Are the worst.
Ugh, what do they do
disgusting.
For anybody? Especially the flying ones?
Name me one pro.
I can't.
Exactly.
And the worst part is they don't even bite us, do they? It's just like the way they crawl and move
yeah.
and look.
So ugly.
It's like they're terrifying.
Dude, but there's people that collect cockroaches. I've seen it before.
The big ones, and then like
I've seen it like on E Entertainment. Like
what?
What are you doing watching E?
That would not be
yeah,
on there.
No, I swear, like inside story.
Oh. Inside story.
Yeah, about like a kid collecting cockroaches. I bet you I'm gonna find the article. I'm gonna send it to you. I know what I saw.
All
it was
right,
disgusting. Right. Kid was like 12 years old. He has like you know like snakes, like a big old fucking tank. Not a tank. What's it called?
Aquarium.
No, like with snakes
around that word.
Yeah, like with snakes. You know what snakes live in? Like you know people
no,
have. Like
yeah, he's right. It's an aquarium.
Aquarium,
but that's no, for aqua. But no. it's something.
There's
like,
no water, but it's like where
it's
a snake
aquarium.
Lives.
Sanctuary.
Sanctuary? That's the word. I will go with that.
This girl was like 12 years old and she had about 100 cockroaches and she named them all.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice.
That's nice.
How did she know which one's which? How did they know which one's which?
I don't know, but there's another guy who like did something a little bit better than that. You see the guy on TikTok who like is underground, has like all these like little fucking animals, like these
turtles?
Little is it turtles?
Or tortoise?
He like names them all, like Shaquille and I don't know what I'm talking about? Literally, they're eels. He calls them every year, like Shaquille. That's why. He calls them by little things, bro. It's you go down and it's like an underground, like you would think it's like a sewer, and he literally goes and he sees every single one. They're like little eels. And he's gone viral on TikTok, just going there every day, showing his eels.
That's dope.
Shaquille's my favorite.
You guys ever look, homie? You guys ever look at a dog and you're just like
in love?
Damn, you would taste good. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Pause.
That was the end of thoughts.
I said that on purpose to be crazy. No, that's not what I was gonna say. You ever look at it?
Cat would taste better than a dog.
Hey, Arthur, if you're listening to this, cut this part.
Rewind.
Clap.
Hey, make a rewind sound effect. You guys ever look at a dog?
The fuck was you're trying to blow it.
You're trying to blow me on the spot, man. I don't know. I like how you didn't hesitate, though.
Yeah, dude, I was like,
you dropped everything.
It was like, you got to blow out the fire outside.
All right. Actually, redo, okay? Make a rewind sound effect.
Zoom.
Okay, mine was better than that.
Let's go back.
Do you guys ever look at a dog and you're like, you're just a creature that we just like allow to like roam around our houses, do whatever the fuck they want. They're just living these lavish lifestyles. And you're just like, damn, like any other animal and this would like, just imagine it being like a squirrel or something. Weird. It's like, what? Yeah, it's so, so weird. But then with a dog, they're just like man's best friend.
Yeah. Well, dogs are kings.
Sometimes I look at dogs and I'm just like, you're just another creature.
Well, think about this. Like, what if an alien just came to Earth right now and they're like, we got to find out who is the alpha, and you see me just picking up the dog shit. They think the dogs rule the world.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
You ever see that Rick and Morty episode?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly. Dogs, they Rick really run stuff. And like,
Rick and Morty.
All right. Control yourself, man.
I feel like anytime someone says Rick and Morty, you gotta like say it in the background.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty.
All right. Well, we're having a real conversation.
Yeah, over. I was about to just go off.
Yeah.
Keep going.
All right. Well, where was I? I was like, well, dogs could probably they could rule the world a little bit smarter if they gave it, if you gave them thumbs, they'll destroy our shits.
Yeah, like, I think they're just, if they were just a little smarter, that's basically what that Rick and Morty episode's about.
Yeah.
He makes his dog smart. He puts like this technological helmet on him to the point where the dog's so smart that now he takes over. He makes the human his pet.
Damn.
It's like that poker picture of them.
Yeah, they're all playing poker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few.
It's classic. I love dogs. I'm a big dog guy. I honestly...
Okay. We believe you, bro. We believe you.
He's saying, I love
dogs. Spencer, hold on. I love dogs.
No, fuck up. No, dude. You ask anybody. I honestly... I get like borderline Tourette's when I see dogs. I just go, dog. We saw a dog coming up here.
Yeah, and we did.
Oh, look at the little pup.
That little girl was just, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, it
was like
a little, on the way up here.
It was like a little
bulldog. On the way up here, I think it was like a half English, half French bulldog. And it star us, and we were like, oh, hey, but like keeping his distance, because, you know, that thing could put the bite on
us. She let go a little bit. I was like, okay, don't
let
go. Yeah. Hold on to that leash.
We had to get into the elevator, and the dog lost it. And just, it's a bulldog, so it gets going.
Oh shit!
Jerry was like, "Oh, hey!" like the dog was gonna die.
Hey. Check on that damn dog. Yeah, I mean, it can't breathe.
All of a sudden, it has asthma.
Dog has asthma. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, poor dog! Like,
is that just how bulldogs are?
I've never met a bulldog who isn't like.
Well,
that.
I know. Like I said to the lady, it's like, oh yeah, I know one that does that. I mean, they just get so their noses are like.
It's kind of
so
like,
pushed in.
Isn't a pug like a fucked up dog technically?
Oh yeah, it's like a
breed that shouldn't be a breed or something.
Yeah, it was probably like, it was from China, so there would probably be a bad experiment.
And then it just stuck over here?
No, that's fact. Just a mistake.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, like they literally can't breathe properly. Like, cause
pugs do the same thing, I think about it.
Yeah, they're probably even worse, like, though. And sometimes their eyes pop out.
Because they're literally...
Dude, their eyes are literally about to...
Yeah, like, they're technically like deformed. It's kind of sad. Stop getting pugs.
They're cute, though.
Ew.
Corgis are cute.
A pug when it's like a bait, like a puppy is like pretty cute. Like
corgis are super cute.
Yeah.
I want a corgi.
What are the dogs that you watch?
Cocker Spaniels.
Those little fuckers are cute.
They're cute as hell.
Yeah, those are some cute dogs.
This past Sunday, I got pissed off at the Cowboys game that...
I did call it.
I got so pissed off at the Cowboys game that I Emerald and I watched... the dog show in New York.
No.
Yeah, bro. We were getting
something to calm me down.
Bro, I needed it.
Like, that makes me happy.
And then it turned into like, I'll have that dog. And then there's just like this one dog that looks like a mop. And I'm like, I won't have that dog, but I bet it's a good boy.
Oh, yeah.
And I will have that dog. And then they do like all the way to best in show. And then Emerald and I started getting like turned it into a game. I was like, yo, 100% this French bulldog is about to win this whole thing. His name was Winston.
Stop
like,
yo. Bets.
And then the dog walking, like I started getting like an eye for like a judge. I'm like, yo, this dog's got spunk. Like, this little French bulldog is walking with spunk. Like, dude, it's like spunk.
He knows what he's doing right now. He's got the it factor right there.
And then there's this German shepherd who was walking. But like it looked like it was gliding. I'm like, dang, this dog is like
got that flow,
dude. I'm like, yo, it's either the German or the French bulldog, and French bulldog got second.
Mm.
So I mean, I got an eye for it, you know.
you could be a judge in the future.
I got an eye for it, and they gave it to this bloodhound who was just slobbering everywhere. But hey, the dog had this chest up high and stuff. I'm like, this dude right here.
You kind of
so I'm a big dog show guy now.
Okay. So I have some experience. I saw a girl on America's Got Talent, and she had like five little ass, I don't know what kind of dogs they were. They're little ass dogs. She had five of them. And bro, like, it's just crazy how someone can train dogs what to do. Cause they all like, they had like different courses and stuff. And the dogs were going through all of them dancing. She'll tell them to like jump, they'll jump and spin. And like, they were doing all this crazy shit. And like the whole crowd went crazy. And I was just thinking like, dude, like how can someone train? Like not just one dog. One dog is hard to train. But let alone five fucking dogs. And this girl was like 15 years old. And they fucking listened to her, bro. She was just snapping, doing this, doing that. It was so entertaining. I voted for her.
So,
that's dope, actually.
Jared's met... You both met Blue.
Yeah.
Both met our golden Blue. So, my parents, I called them on the phone today, and they've had enough of him. Like, he's 10 months, you know, but he's the happiest dog. He's like overdosed on serotonin. Like, this dude is just like... He's so happy that he just loses his mind, and like he just can't control himself because he's so happy it's all the time, no matter what. Like I'll leave the room and come back, and first time meeting him. He's just the happiest dog ever. So my parents just lost it today. They took him to the vet, and he loves the vet because it's just more people. He's just like loves
dogs
people.
Hate vets, so that's a good thing.
I mean, you saw him. We had to hold him back because so he wouldn't mess up the...
Yeah, he was acting like he loved me, so...
Yeah, my boy Blue.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, so, I mean, my parents are seriously considering taking him to, like, a doggy boot camp like 2 weeks.
Definitely. They'll fucking straighten his ass out. Absolutely.
He just comes out depressed.
Dude comes back with, like, a high top fade, like a military suit. That dog's saluting. He's walking on twos.
He's saying yes, sir.
Just like this.
Like, comes there. Out and shakes your hand.
He comes back from boot camp and just goes bark.
Man, that dog's not gonna mess around anymore. Yeah, send his ass to boot camp for sure.
They're like, really considering it.
Don't get him taken care of.
Wait, is he just being too wild?
No, he's still a pup, but like. Yeah, they're used to.
Wait, is he still our second? Can he still shit like?
He's still got the boys hanging out.
I was gonna say still got the shit.
Hey, boys are still chilling with him.
Because once you cut those bad boys in,
it'll take it down a little bit. But this dog is just.
You don't think that's not even gonna do it, huh?
We need to take the adrenaline from this dog and inject it to people like who like have depression because this dog just has.
There's other dogs out there you can do that too. Because there's some sad. I've met dogs that have anxiety. And it's the saddest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's the saddest thing in the world. Like, I'm like, oh, this poor dog. Like, I dog sit for a friend, like, a few years ago. And, dude, you remember you came over?
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all both came. I just thought about that. Oh, I forgot her, that dog's
name. The dog was playing.
She was so sad. Like, the owners went out of town to Dallas. And she's such a good dog, but she was so sad without him, bro. And, like, they even said it, like, whenever one of the, it was, like, a couple. So, like, if the boyfriend would go to work, obviously the girlfriend's watching her, the dog. Girlfriend goes to work, boyfriend watches the dog. And the dog could just never be alone. And whenever the dog was alone, like, it just was shit everywhere. Like, that was, like, coping and shit. Like, I don't know. And then it's just crying. And you're like, poor dog, what can I do to, like, help you? Like, oh, so sad. But, yeah, dog anxiety is a thing, man.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So sad.
I mean, yeah. The only time he gets anxiety is when on Monday mornings when the trash comes. That's pretty much it.
What a life.
Pretty much 99% of the time, other than that 1%, he's pretty much just coked out of his mind.
He's off them smelling salts.
For real, he got that nose torque. Yeah, for real.
His nostrils are sniffing a lot of shit. Damn, where we at? How many minutes?
Shit.
I want to hear a Jared topic.
Oh. Yeah.
Jared doesn't have topics.
The last 3 weeks, we've just been fucking flowing. We're
flowing, bro. I mean,
honestly, we haven't even talked. We've just been talking our asses off. Old podcast.
I mean, we can hit some pop culture stuff. You know?
I wanted to say RIP to PNB Rock.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to talk about that.
It's just getting crazy. I feel like
that's a good topic.
One of the most dangerous occupations out there is a rapper these days,
bro.
Yeah,
they're just on the hunt for your ass. You got the jewelry. He's just at a he was at a restaurant, right?
Roscoe's, yeah. Chicken and Waffles.
And they're thinking he had the receipts.
You work for TMZ?
yeah, he's at Roscoe's.
4:35 p.m.
Over on Fairfax.
Yeah.
God, that's probably where it is.
I think I remember that. Yeah. But they think it might have been because his girlfriend posted their location. Some people are saying that it might not be it. Like, you never know. It could have been someone who saw him walking in, mm-hmm. saw all of his jewelry, and then just, like, decided to target him.
Yeah.
I think she was getting a really bad... I mean, she needs to be more careful, obviously. But to just throw all the blame on her is...
I know.
Also not the way to do it either. But
yeah, it sucks. Because, I mean, you want to... You got some guys that's the only thing they can get out, you know, of their living situation, the hood, what they come in. And then they want to have all this money and they have all this jewelry and they well-deserved. And the only way they can feel safe is rolling with, like... seven big old 400-pound dudes that will protect them. And then, I mean, I guess after a while, you just kind of want your privacy. And that's probably the most vulnerable part is when you want to be normal.
Exactly. So,
what's even crazier is that, like, exactly, like, I think a week ago, he did like a podcast with them.
Academics.
Yeah, Academics. And he basically was saying, like, it's just insane. This was a week ago, but he was just saying how there's been times where, yeah, people like have tried to like rob him and this, that, and to think like a week later, like, that actually happens is, like, it's just insane. Like, it's insane.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's scary. Yeah, a lot of people are blaming the girlfriend. It has a part, but yeah, like you said, somebody could have saw him walk in. And celebrities, like, go around, like, it goes fast. The word goes around fast. Like, if you see someone, you're gonna tell someone, especially, like, people out there are looking for these rappers, like Rob and all that shit. So, and that's what supposedly went down, was like a robbery, like in the
same thing that happened to Pop Smoke, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a crazy theory on him that apparently I forgot what his label was, but I saw it on TikTok.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
they said that labels get like a lump sum of money of like life insurance when one of their artists die,
mm-hmm.
and that this certain label, he died, X died, Aaliyah.
Oh, there's like a,
they're all on side of the same people. Yeah,
there's a pattern.
Yeah, it was him, X, Aaliyah, and there was
like
two other ones.
Nine artists. It was kind of crazy
who have died like on that label.
Tragically have died.
Yeah.
Oh hell.
They all got. They all got like, you know, shot and stuff.
Yeah,
well, it's crazy. So they're like, people
scary.
Are saying
Atlantic
like
Records.
It could be. It should show.
It was
Empire Electric.
I saw the tweet earlier. I should have screenshot it, but yeah,
Atlantic Records is what it says.
Atlantic's too big though.
No, not Atlantic. It was like Atlantic. More of like a small, like, it could be like under Atlantic, but it wasn't necessarily like them. Like, the name was, yeah, it was something. Karina, find it. But Yeah, that's pretty crazy too. You think about it. I mean, the whole thing with X, I mean, yeah, he was like in a car, right? You
know, it's always someone who just runs up on him, right?
Yeah, for a Louis Vuitton bag.
He was just in the car, right? When they came up on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, shot him in the car, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Juice WRLD died off of a... Juice WRLD was on that too, but see, Juice WRLD died off of...
That was an overdose.
Yeah, yeah. Overdose. But I think Juice WRLD was on
Tupac. What they think.
Tupac.
Was. Bro, did Suge Knight.
Tupac was only 25 when he died. Mm-hmm. He was our age, bro.
Biggie Smalls was 23, I think.
No way.
23. So he was less...
Dude,
he was,
they look way older.
They, yeah. Not only do they look way older, but like they were rapping like they were way older. Like,
like
yeah, they were wise ass shit.
They were rapping like it was like their like comeback album every single
time. Yeah. Bro, but if you really think about it, they started at like 17, 18 though. Like, yeah, like that's already 6, 7, 8 years.
It's just crazy.
They just got better and better.
He was 25.
Who?
Biggie.
Oh, Biggie, okay.
But still.
Yeah, less 25 or so.
They were both 25. That's crazy though. That's maybe not as much for Biggie because Biggie's raps were more like.
I always wonder, like, in most like, of them. Situations like that, like, who killed who? Like, obviously, like, a lot of people know, like, a lot of Tupac people killed Biggie. Like, that's pretty well known. But, like, also, like, who the shot Tupac? Like, so many people say, yeah, it was Suge Knight.
Suge Knight.
Some other people said there was another person. Like, I don't know. Like, some people said, like, they covered it up. Like, I don't know. It's just, there's so much out there. Like, I hate watching those shows sometimes, like those conspiracy shows, because it drives you crazy, bro. Like, you really start thinking, who the fuck did what? Like, and we'll never, ever know. Like, we'll never know. Unless the people who were there when it happened.
Yeah. I think it was like Suge Knight supposedly, you know, gave Eazy-E AIDS.
No.
Yeah.
We're getting real conspiratorial right now.
Yeah. There's a one injected him with AIDS.
Oh,
because there's that. Oh. Yeah, with
oh, because he was trying to come
like that. I was picturing something.
No,
oh my god, so nice banging Eazy.
One wild night after that's the club, bro. Come on,
no, no way.
Say
no,
Eazy, but there was like Eazy was fucking everything.
That time where Suge Knight jumped Eazy-E because Eazy-E was trying to like distance himself from him. And supposedly one of the guys had a syringe.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I remember.
Conspiracy.
Also, yeah. Too, like that Eazy-E was trying to get like get in touch with like Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
And like obviously Suge Knight was protecting Dre and all that. And basically like they fucking beat the shit out of Eazy-E.
Yeah.
A lot of those movies and shit we've seen, like they're pretty accurate from what I've read. Like obviously like a lot of them they're still alive to the day. Like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, like all these guys who see. Yeah. Saw all that shit happen.
They and they directed it.
Yeah. So, like they had a play to it. So I believe a lot of that stuff like really happened though. It's crazy. I think it's crazy to be if I was in someone's shoes and I think about it all the time when I see this celebrity with like even current rappers is Snoop Dogg and P. Diddy. Those two guys saw everything. They saw back when it was Tupac and Biggie. Obviously P. Diddy brought Biggie up. Like they saw how music was then and like now. Like I feel like those two guys really like saw the ins and outs of what the fuck like really happened.
Snoop Dogg's so like a household name, like cooking with Barbara Walters and stuff. And the fact that this dude was gangbanging back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Bro, he even said it in like a couple of interviews. He's like, bro, I have so much respect. Like, he's not scared to go anywhere. Like, no, there's no one like this is going to pull up on Snoop Dogg and try to kill him. Like, he said it straight up. Like, I'm not scared of anything. Like,
because nowadays he's so positive.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have much to worry about.
Yeah.
I feel like most other scenarios, it's kind of someone who may be a little more controversial or. Jared looks so concerned.
I'm scared. Because every time she's always dead or something.
So cameras are good.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
So are we all getting the iPhone 14?
I want that Pro. You saw that notch?
Yeah, that notch.
It's like they turned that shit to a bubble. And I'm like,
hey, what's the notch? I didn't even see the.
So. They announced the iPhone 14s. You know the notch at the top of our phones, like the little black area,
mm-hmm.
top of your screen.
Okay, yeah.
That's gonna be
gone?
gonna be this thing. That's gonna be this thing. Like you could pull, like everything will be coming from that notch.
So it has to be there because of the camera, and then there's some other sensors that has to be there. So they can't completely get rid of the notch, at least not yet, technologically. But they're like, okay, what can we do with it? So they basically make the area. Like it can expand and go downwards so that it can show you different notifications, like timers, stuff like that, and it looks fucking dope. It was genius.
Did you update your phone?
Have not yet.
Look at this. Look, so you got the new layout right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can have like your battery, your calendar, all this stuff right here on the thing. And check this out. You saw it was that picture?
Yeah.
Change pictures.
Oh shit! Yeah. Wait, fire. You can change.
It can change pictures every time. Oh, you can pick
how many pictures you want.
You can change it every time.
That's cool.
You click it.
Oh.
And then
we're so easily entertained.
Oh,
and then
shit. That's cool, right? All right.
And you can on your text now. It vibrates every time you hit a button.
Oh,
like very so slightly.
The haptic.
It used to do that back in the day on the on an Android or something. I remember my old phones used to do that, like Android.
It's the most satisfying.
I love
thing.
When it just vibrates.
You had an Android.
Dude, when I was like in, seventh grade.
Imagine.
Seventh grade, yeah.
I had some Android.
I didn't get, I wasn't team iPhone until eighth grade, freshman year. Yeah.
Same here, honestly. I'm over here talking shit.
He said, yeah,
I know.
No, but I didn't have an Android. I had like a fucking
Blackberry.
Something unnamed, like some random ass Verizon phone.
Yeah, something like that. I always wanted a psychic.
Switchblade. No little skinny one.
I did. That was my first phone ever. The Juke. Yeah.
Damn. Well, so the new phone, when does it come out? The new iPhone?
It's already out. Or it comes out like
it's pre-ordered now.
Oh, okay.
It comes out in like 5 days or something.
Do you still have that iPhone Forever thing too? Or no?
Yeah.
Me too. I want to get rid of it, but like,
but the thing is, they knew what they were doing, bro. Because that cool ass notch is only on the Pro version. So the regular iPhone 14 doesn't have it. It has like it's basically this.
But they have it on the Max as well too, right?
Pro Max, yeah.
Pro Max, yeah.
Only the pros.
I'm only on the Mac Pro Max, man. Once I'm a Max, I ain't going.
It
back.
Was like a perfect example of turning like a limitation into like a benefit, yeah. Making the notch cooler. You know what I mean? Fucking geniuses,
dude. I want to like stop the iPhone Forever program, but it's just cool.
What is that?
You pay $5, right? $5 a month. I pay five.
It basically lets you get the new phone every year without having to pay like. You can just upgrade every year without your payment really.
You just
going
trade
up
in that. Your phone you have, and then you just get the new one like right then and there.
Well, what the hell?
Without upgrading, and you pay $5 a month. So
what do you mean $5? I don't know what you're talking about there.
Wait, what?
$5 a month.
I pay additional $5.
You know? Additional to what you pay?
But yeah, on my bill, I just pay an extra $5 so I can just upgrade to the new phone.
Oh, that's just for Apple Care. You have to have Apple Care if you do this.
Well, I'm doing it through AT&T. You're doing it through Apple though.
I don't know, dude. You don't look at me. I have no idea what y'all talking about. Before the iPhone 12, before what? I got this one, I went from I had a 7. I made a big
hell
jump.
No.
So when I got the 12, dude, I was still doing the thumbprint ID, and so I didn't understand the Face ID.
Yo,
so.
Hot take. They need to bring that back,
bro. Yes.
The thumb.
Sometimes I'm wearing sunglasses and shit. It's not working. I'm like, bro, just give me the touch ID. That's
or
all.
Or if you could just touch your screen though, like maybe it could be like an area on your screen you can just touch.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool too, right?
Yeah, I think they have phones like that.
Hey, let's do some shit like that, bro. But I was also looking at some of like the new Samsung Galaxies, bro. Those phones look fucking badass. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what's funny
bro.
Is like so many features that the iPhone comes out with, and it's like people treating as like this badass shit. It's like been out for years on Androids.
They just perfect it.
They make it
I
better.
Would definitely have gone to a Droid if it wasn't for like the whole iMessage. That's just the
yes,
only
that's
holding me back. Bro, there's some badass Androids. Like I'm talking like the cameras look better. Like just they look like there's so many cool features.
The,
it just
the
flip, I don't know, man.
The closing screen thing.
Yeah.
Oh, the foldable.
The
one.
Z Flip.
Foldables,
yeah. Come to Spectrum Mobile. We got that. We can hook you up. $29.99.
How much are they paying? Like,
hungry, bro.
For the sponsorship spot. You're getting a bonus?
Bro, yeah, this is going to be on top of my paycheck.
Yeah, okay.
Bro, but that Z Flip is cool, though. You literally just... It looks like a... It looks like a wallet. Like,
yeah.
It's like a wallet. Just put it behind your...
We get it.
Put it behind your body. You know, it's just a wallet. You open it up, it's like a wallet. It's a phone.
Oh, he's going to get one.
I've heard of people buying, like, an Android just for... To take, like, pictures. And, like, a camera, basically.
Bro?
And then
yo,
people just have an iPhone.
Before I had an iPhone... I just had my normal cell phone and then an iPod Touch. And my iPod Touch was like my iPhone, basically. But I just couldn't call and text.
Oh, I could. I had the text now on that.
Oh, I would get apps. That's what I started doing when I got a little smarter.
And I would love to go to like a restaurant and I can like get on it. Like a restaurant that had Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you need a Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Restaurant.
And like,
I took my iPod to the restaurant. I'm like, I can't wait to go out to eat.
And like, sometimes you could get the school Wi-Fi to work. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Oh, I used to always try to get in that Northside.
Yeah.
The password. Northside.
Fucking tech theater trying to text my girlfriend or something.
Text my girlfriend. Oh, man. I knew all the hacks. I already talked about it. For sure. I got the SIM cards.
You're
take
a hoe.
Take a SIM card out. Like, it's so... It's, I think of the dumbest shit, but it works. Yeah. I hope my kids don't do that.
And now you're here.
Now we're here. Thoughts and players.
Bro, do you think we're going to be like... You know how kids are just better with technology?
Oh, 100%.
Like, we're better than technology, like, than our parents and stuff, and their generation. Do you think we're going to be, like, get to that point?
Exactly. Hands down, I think we're already close to that. Or at least you're pretty good, but, bro, these motherfuckers, these little kids, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Dude, they know their shit. Like, it's kind of, I'm already starting to feel out of it, so.
Imagining being born with an iPad. Like.
Yeah.
Like. Can you? I can't even fathom that. Like,
there's literally 3-4-year-olds just
they're just connected to their iPad. I'm like, yo, dude, I was playing back in the day with like Lincoln Logs, homie. Like, yeah. I was trying to build houses.
I used to go play outside.
Kid. Hot Wheels, boys.
I got in trouble. When I got in trouble, they would bring me inside. Like,
yeah,
you know. Now they're making their kids
go play outside.
You're in trouble. Take away your iPad. You're outside.
Yeah. Like, we're just definitely we're just getting older that we're going
to
be like,
I refuse to fall behind.
I know you do.
I'll
do
what
I
got to
do. It's probably going to happen.
It probably will, though. I will not allow it to happen.
I think it's at this society nowadays is like you can't fall behind. Fall behind, you will like it. Now it's towards like you lose your phone, you can't work. Like,
yeah.
For me, I cannot work without my phone.
Like, that's kind of what I think too. Like, technology is ingrained in everyone's life, regardless of age. At this point,
yeah.
The older generation was only behind because they were just like it was so new to them. To us, it was like easier to integrate because it was like normal for us. But for them, it was like of a learning process.
The whole working from home stuff, like your computer breaks and you work from home. Guess what? Till you get that new computer, you can't work.
Yeah.
You can't eat. You know what I mean? Like,
wait, why can't you eat?
Because you can't work, so you lose money.
It's like, I have a pantry right there.
It doesn't happen that quick. Over time, if you just sit there and be like, yo, I'm not going to get this computer done. I'm going to do it. It doesn't happen that quick.
So you're saying it's unavoidable.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I think.
Although I don't know, bro. I come across, which is funny because it's on TikTok, so they made it, so they had technology with them. But there's people who live like these lives where they just basically live like out in the fucking woods, and they go hunt their own food, and like it seems very peaceful. But then again, they made this TikTok. I just thought about that.
Yeah,
fuckers,
they got a hotspot somewhere.
They got an iPhone in their pocket.
Some towers are hidden.
Bastards.
Jesus, those bastards. Oh, damn.
But I feel like the only thing we'll fall behind in is like trends.
Trends. That's the big one.
Technology will go with it as long because it'll be the latest thing.
And that's how I'll fall behind. I honestly, like for example, Be Real. I just don't have interest in getting it. So I'm falling behind in that aspect.
Took a Be Real right before we did this.
Me too. I was driving here. I took it.
Me too.
So I'm behind a bit.
Yep, we're behind us.
But it's not because I don't know about it. It's because I don't want to be on it.
And it's
you just don't want to be real, bro.
When we first talked about it,
I just prefer to be fake.
Facts.
Hey, when we first talked about it,
facts.
It just started, right? And now there's TikToks of like people filming people like there's like 40 people just stop what they're doing and just go and just keep on walking.
Oh my god!
Like all simultaneously at the same time.
People have been talking about Be Real on Twitter all day today. I saw one of this girls. This girl said, she's like, they're just like saying dumb shit. They're like, I don't want to be real. I want to be. This girl was like, I don't want to be real. I want to be railed.
Oh, hell.
Why?
I was laughing off him. Like,
why not be railed on Be Real?
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, yo, there's your answer. Just reply.
Why not both?
No, wait. Hey, it's like, you can't do both with that emoji. Like,
why not both?
God damn it. Time it right, girls.
Come
your
on,
fault.
Girl. Yo, y'all familiar with Twitch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a girl who got banned on there. She was having sex on stream.
Heard about that.
Like on purpose, like, or it just happened.
So she was trying to like, it wasn't, you couldn't see anything, but you could see the fucking dude in the reflection. And she's like leaning back so that it's really only her head on camera. But like, she's making faces and shit and like
bro
trying to be sneaky, like just
she probably had a shit ton of you
just sign off, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just log off.
I was looking for the clip though. Just out of curiosity, so I could be informed.
I just need to do some research on this.
I just
gotta check to see
I'd
why.
Like to have the facts.
Did she have like really got banned? Like
yeah. And why? Like, you know. give me context.
Yeah.
She probably got hella money. You can make money off of Twitch, right? That's a lot of people make money.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is she only got banned for 7 days. Like you can come back.
Just be back there. Just
a little timeout.
You don't see the reflection
next
anymore?
Next time, be more sneaky.
Just start smashing on Twitch. Damn. It's like OnlyFans.
Like, just step out. Say you're going to the restroom or something.
Did y'all see like how much girls made, or not even girls, dudes too, how much people made on OnlyFans this past year?
It was like 3 billion or something,
3.6
right?
billion.
Would you ever do an OnlyFans?
No. Would I?
Can you put any content on there?
Any content?
Yeah.
You know what would be funny?
There's people who actually don't do like...
No, yeah. There's,
that's what I'm saying.
There's people that do like...
It's what it's meant for.
Yeah, that's what it was made, I think, just for content. Like, and then it just turned into
like, Patreon. It was supposed to be like Patreon.
Yeah. People just started smashing. Yeah.
So now they kind of have to cater to the sexual shit though, right?
Yeah, they literally, the owner said like, yeah, we're not going to be doing any pornographic stuff on there. And dude, it was
everyone
like,
got pissed.
So yeah. Pissed. They did like this huge like...
They're like, my life is over.
Like, all these people like, I think it was like, I don't know the number, but I just want to say like 500,000 people like petitioned it like, no. And so he's like, well, fuck it. Keep it on.
It's such a good thing. Yeah,
the money's still gonna be. They still get a percentage of everything that. Oh gets yeah, on
I
there,
think so. Who made the most was out of all people, Black China made the most on OnlyFans.
Bro, you know who's banking on there? Bad Baby.
I saw that.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? You catch me outside,
catch
girl.
Catch me outside, oh, chick.
She's on there,
bro. She turned 18. This just shows how sick the world is. She turned 18, got on OnlyFans, made millions.
Jesus.
That's like
a million
were sexualizing
her. She was on Oprah, right? Or was it Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside.
I did
that?
See that. It was like a million in 1 week.
She made millions in like days or some shit.
For real? But that girl was already making money too because she was already like doing influence shit. Like,
yeah.
Like she, even like years ago, she started like going on Instagram and all that shit, people. Bro, damn, that's crazy, man. Shout out to those people who make money.
Anyways, what I was going to say is it would be funny if we made an OnlyFans. And just posted extra podcast content.
Only players. We're just all naked.
Dude.
Probably a bad idea.
We don't have to be naked on there.
Oh,
just do like once a month a naked cast.
There has to be a naked podcast out there. Nah,
just do it just where the camera is like under our feet.
Oh, bro.
Just do a bunch of feet
we put
picks.
Like a stool. We're naked, but we have like cover
no.
Our parts.
No, you guys know Adam 22?
Nah, who's that?
He's the guy who hosts that No Jumper podcast.
No Jumper guy.
Oh, yes. That is fucking hilarious.
I don't know how I know this. I just did further research.
Sure.
I did research because I wanted to know context.
His podcast has no filter, bro. I love it.
He does it for us.
Exactly. I did it. I researched. I looked further into it so I could tell you guys about it.
Mm-hmm.
Adam 22, he's married to a porn star.
Yeah.
Lana the Plug or some shit, I think. They made a podcast called Plug Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Where they interview people and then have sex with them. It's like a threesome.
Yeah, wow. They do a lot of threesomes.
What?
Yeah.
Jerry.
That's all
I know what you're talking about now.
He goes, they've had some phenomenal
they've
guests.
They've had some really good guests.
Jared's like, yeah, I hopped in when it was like 50% off on subscriptions.
Yep. I just don't understand why they just cut it off. Like, they go all.
So what's funny is they have the interview part is on YouTube. But if you want to watch, the good shit, you gotta go pay them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Kind of genius, kind of crazy.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, first time I'm hearing. Like, no one's doing that. Like,
hey,
you want to come on the pod?
No one's doing that.
It's gonna be a great time.
Yo,
no one's doing that.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, they're definitely changing the game.
So it's basically only porn stars, though. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
because you gotta be willing to bang.
His girlfriend, like, yeah, was or his wife was a porn star, an ex porn star. So like, she knows all the porn people.
Well, I guess current.
Current.
She's still going. People. She's still.
Oh, she's not retired.
Well, they're banging.
She still has content. Going
she's still
out.
Doing shit
so,
on camera. Clearly.
Until then.
Yeah.
Damn. He's living a good life. God, man. Shout out to them, dude. That guy, their podcast is crazy. They talk about some crazy shit, like.
I know No Jumper, he basically, like, he asks those questions that people are afraid to ask to, like, rappers that could have, like, people on standby that could kill this dude. And he's just like,
someone pulled a gun on him one time.
Yeah. He just literally just on the edge. I mean, with that lifestyle, I mean, he's pretty much peaked. He's there.
And what's funny is he's a pretty chill dude, honestly.
I guess.
What is his name?
Adam 22. Well, that's like his alias.
Badass tattoos. There's like a shit ton of tattoos. I think up to the neck.
Very.
She's like, I'm gonna go watch Plug Travis Talk Barker after this.
Plug Talk. All right, mates. Y'all have fun.
Always.
Yeah. Boy.
It was a good time.
Very good.
Good time.
All right. So this week, next week, you bring the spider. I'll bring the mouth tape. What are you bringing?
Nose torque.
Yes. Great. What are you bringing?
We're doing nose torque on the pod.
Bringing the spider. He's bringing
mouth tape.
I'm bringing the smelling salt.
And I'm bringing the vibes.
Nice. Hell yeah. The most important part.
Yeah, that's all we need. Can't function without those. Yo, it's been real.
Been fun.
It's been real.
Fun.
Thoughts.
Players.
We out.
Peace.
Bye.
See you.